Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Anchor. I'm your amateur host, Markedia, and welcome to the Frugal Blower Diaries. It is currently 9:21 a.m. here on the east coast of good old U.S. of A. It's currently 66 degrees Fahrenheit in North Cackalack, where I was at. And the blurred is sick. I don't know if you guys can hear it in my voice. I feel less yucky than what I did a couple of days ago, but still yucky nonetheless. A couple of things. I have a call-in coming up next from Bernie at Top Gold. I'm going to play those call-ins and answer those, and then I'm going to talk a little bit about the last couple of weeks and why I've been so MIA. So up next, here comes Bernie.
Hey, Markedia, it's Bernie in Ireland, and I'm just catching in the middle of the flow here because I'm in and out of Anchor because I'm doing other stuff, just like you, I guess. In fact, some of it's earning more money, do stuff just like you. Where are you going? You're flying somewhere, and you're going through TSA? Are you crossing international borders? Tell me. I'm listening. Hey, Markedia, since you've been silent doing the monastic thing like training, I've encountered two people of your personality type. One is a group of men and women, very artistic, but they're very introverted, and they need to be cajoled to step out and earn some money doing work that they can do, like illustrating. The second are very athletic, fit ladies, but they're nerds. Can you imagine that? The nerdy athletic type? I actually didn't think that exactly existed, but then I looked at the training regimen of Olympic athletes, and yep, they're basically athlenerds, nerdy athletes, or whatever. Good hearing you back. Hope you stay. Stom.
Bernie at Top Gold. Hey, Bernie. It's so good to hear your voice. That Pennsylvania, Ireland accent that you got going on. Well, almost Dutch Pennsylvanian, huh? Maybe. I don't know. Maybe not. Anyway, the nerdy athletes, athlenerds. I like that term. So, I think there's a lot of nerdisms that's out there that goes unrecognized. For example, social media had a little thing with Rihanna, the singer Rihanna. She cosplays all the time. Like, she's dressed every time. They got a whole bunch of comparisons of her photos and of anime characters. It's like, what? It's like dead on. And she really does it. Where am I going? Yes, I am crossing international borders. I am planning a great trip into Scandinavia. A few Scandinavian countries, rather. I have some people to go see, and perhaps even Bulgaria. I want to go to Bulgaria, the Scandinavian countries, you know, maybe hop around a few islands. And, of course, Korea. I want to go there, too. But first stop is those Scandinavian countries, and perhaps Bulgaria. I don't know how far Bulgaria is, but I have friends there now. Friends and family. Well, family friends. Family? So I have reason to do so. And my daughter, you know, as soon as she graduates and goes off to college, I don't plan on being in the U.S. I plan on going all over the world and living my life, you know. And part of life, what's life without experiences? And you can't experience shit from home, now can you? So that is the plan. Scandinavian countries. See them all. Learn from the chocolatiers, I guess. I don't know. Hopefully in the summer months and not in the winter months when it's rainy and dark all the time. Summer months when it's bright and sunny almost all the time. And I see pictures, and it's like green, luscious land, like all over there. Of course, they say that the grass is greener on the other side. I really do believe so in this case, that the grass is indeed greener on the other side. What do you think, Bernie? You are a transplant from the good old USFA. Is the grass greener on the other side? Tell me. Tell me, Bernie.
This February, fall in love with the Blurred.
And with Anchor, I have the Frugal Blurred channel. Or
coming to YouTube.
So, fast forward to last week. It was my first week of work. I get in there and nobody... Oh, you know, I forgot to talk about a little bit in training. Let's go rewind back. On the first day, I found out that because of my tattoos that I have, the one on my neck and the ones on my arms, they peeked out from under my sleeves. So the trainer was like, you got to cover those up. You got to buy a turtleneck. Who the fuck sells turtlenecks in the middle of February or even the beginning of February? You know, all stores like to do things ahead of time. So there's not going to be any turtlenecks anywhere. Like, and I did go look for some in Gastonia where I was at. And like, there was no turtlenecks anywhere. So I didn't really have the money for turtlenecks. I mean, I lived on Dollar Tree the whole entire week because the per diem that they said that they was going to pay you wasn't actually per diem. they don't pay you per day, which I expected. I mean, this is the first time I've ever had like per diem checks or anything like that. They paid you at the end of the week. And I was like, oh, okay, great. You know, you guys could have paid me $25 a day and I lived a little bit better. But nope, I had to live on Dollar Tree, which it worked out. So, but anyway. And I had to do something because if I didn't come to work or training the next day, cover it up, he was going to write me up. Oh, and I had to... I had a nose ring in and I had to take it out. I tried to tell him that it was stuck and I made an appointment with my tattoo or my piercer to get it removed, which was kind of a white lie. He was like, oh, well, you're going to have to find one around here to remove it and it should be able to do it pretty quickly. I'm like, shit. So I ended up finding a plastic clear retainer and I put that in, which I'm glad I was able to put that in. I mean, myself, because I have been paying my piercer to change my nose rings and stuff, because every time I try to do it, I always run into a problem. But anyway, don't judge me. Don't judge. Okay, so I found a pair of white stockings, and they were like a dollar and change. I'm like, yeah. And I cut the top, the waist part, and that was to cover up my neck, and then I cut the feet part, and that was to cover up my arms, and it worked out. Worked out perfectly. Like I had a turtleneck on, but I really didn't. So, but anyway, fast forward to this past week, and I started working. As soon as I get there, people are like, not, and I see tattoos everywhere. I'm like, shit, do I have to wear these shackles anymore? And they're like, no. I'm like, okay, well, I'm taking it off, and I'm throwing it in the trash. And I did. And as long as one guy who has a tattoo across his collarbone can walk around with no shirt to cover up that tattoo, I'm not covering up mine, and that's just the way it is. And I get there and everybody's like cussing and all the good stuff. I'm like, oh, okay, y'all just not gonna let the new people just warm in, y'all just gonna just y'all for it. And they did. And so I get there and the majority of people are like a foot out the door already. They're like, yeah, we're looking for new jobs. I'm like, shit, do I need to look for a new job? And it's like, yeah, you should. You know, if I get a job lead, I'll let you know. Do you want to pass along your message? I'm like, hell yeah. These people, they work on Thanksgiving Day. I don't know if I can do that work on Thanksgiving Day. I really was only looking for part-time anyway, and then I end up getting full-time, and then it's retail, and it's, I'm like trying to stay away from retail. So yeah. Anyway, then on Friday, I get sick. Like, I had like 2 hours left into work, and I end up throwing up. And they're like, you need to go home. And so I did. And then the next day, I tried to go in early and I stayed for like 2 hours. And they're like, you need to go home. And I did. Because I did feel bad. Like, my temperature went up to like 102 over the weekend. And yeah. And I ended up not going to work Saturday or Sunday. But I still sound yucky now, but my temperature is back to normal. So I think I'm going to go in today, which I need to get dressed right now. Anyway, guys, that was my time as working again.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.